January 5, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Afterwards of the Life of Power. Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. John 13:36. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto them, Follow me. 3 years before, Jesus had said, Follow me. And Peter had followed easily. The fascination of Jesus was upon him. He did not need the Holy Spirit to help him do it. Then he came to the place where he denied Jesus, and his heart broke. Then he received the Holy Spirit, and now Jesus says again, Follow me. There is no figure in front now saving the Lord Jesus Christ. The first follow me had nothing mystical in it. It was an external following. Now it is a following, an internal martyrdom. John 21:18. Between these times, Peter had denied Jesus with oaths and curses. He had come to the end of himself and all his self-sufficiency. There was not one strand of himself he would ever rely upon again. And in his destitution, he was in a fit condition to receive an impartation from the risen Lord. He breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. No matter what changes God has wrought in you, never rely upon them. Build only on a person, the Lord Jesus Christ, and on the Spirit he gives. All our vows and resolutions end in denial because we have no power to carry them out. When we have come to the end of ourselves, not in imagination, but in reality, we are able to receive the Holy Spirit. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. The idea is that of invasion. There is only one lodestar in the life now, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the end of Oswald's text. There's much that can be added to the clarity of this particular message, but the truth of the matter is, no matter how great our resolve to follow Jesus, to be there, to follow him in life and death, if we are doing that of our own fascination with the Lord Jesus, our own sense of obligation to him because of how we've been taught, we will reach the point of absolute denial. And when we reach that point and realize that we cannot follow him unless he energizes us to do that, then we can't follow him at all. But once we reach the point of the end of our self-sufficiency, his Holy Spirit can then replace ours and take over. And then our following will be actually the Spirit of God within us, doing exactly what Jesus would do if he were here on the planet in this day. Follow the Lord by emptying yourself of yourself in any selfish desire or selfish motivation, and allow the Holy Spirit to replace your spirit in every event of your life. And then each event will be a godly, holy, righteous event.